I think today's Roy's day, right? To lead?
Yeah, I think
based,
so.
Based on the breakdowns of how we used to do this?
Oh.
Wednesdays with Roy. Yeah. Ropix? Roy, you got some Ropix ready?
Ooh, Ropix.
I do not know.
All right. Perfect.
Sorry. I feel like I interrupted you, Chris. You seem like you're ready to go.
Well, before we get going here, and this is not for air, even though we're recording right now. Yeah. Have you guys seen this YouTube video on Twitter? Hal Wingo just tweeted out, it's these people hiking some mountain in Germany, and it's just insane. Like I could never do any. Would you guys ever go like scaling a mountain where you like have to be tied to the mountain and stuff? Is that like anything that Tony? I feel like you might do that.
Like freestyle climbing?
Yeah.
No, I would never do that. Rappelling from a mountain, probably not. Hiking, yeah, I could do hiking.
What is the most dangerous like activity that you would take part in?
Wait, have we started?
Yeah.
That
was like me doing something like that I was going to include the audience on, but I don't like I want them to hear that we're not going to include them on. So yeah,
so we're going to edit this part out.
This is
real.
Yeah.
This is fake behind the scenes.
Right.
Like this was.
But as we're explaining the fake behind the scenes, are we going to edit the fake behind the scenes out to keep the real behind the scenes in?
Nope.
Okay. When you said Hal Wingo, do you mean Trey Wingo, or is that like a Twitter account that I'm unaware of?
No. Hal Wingo is what I call Trey.
Oh.
There's only one Wingo. There can't be another Wingo.
It could be like a parody account that they use like his real name, right?
Otto's a Wingo, so.
Nah, but no. It's only him. It's only Trey. On Twitter, at least.
So what's the most dangerous thing you're doing, Tony?
I would try skydiving.
Oof, nope.
I haven't done it. I'd try it. Trying to think. Billy? I've gone scuba diving.
Oh, you've gone scuba diving?
Yeah, I've done a bunch of stuff, but I'd probably say skydiving's the worst.
You've done skydiving or you haven't?
No. I would do skydiving. Like the worst activities, I'd probably do skydiving.
Roy, I feel like you're like me. Get that out of here, all of it. I'm good.
Most dangerous thing I've done so far is coming to the studio.
That's true. That's honestly true. Biking to me is something that I want to get into, but that even to me is dangerous because I'm like
riding a bike like a kid.
I want to be in like, cause like remember shredding for the wedding, like a few years back one of the main reasons I actually like cut weight and saw results was biking. Like biking is a legitimate good way to exercise. Hmm. And I just always am like, I want to bike 6 miles today, but I want to do it safely where I don't have to go near any cars. Like
you
I don't
a
want
Peloton.
Yeah, I know. I've mentioned
yeah,
that.
That's true.
I've mentioned that to my wife, but I don't want to like, those are expensive. And, but I just like, are you guys with me on biking? Like, I don't trust the drivers out there and I don't want to die in a freak accident. So it's like, I want to be a guy who would bike 7 or 8 miles, but I don't want to get hit by a car.
But what is your level of wanting to bike? Like, do you want a bike where you're wearing like the gear and you're in like a pack of people or like
shoes that stick into the bike?
Yeah. Or you just want to be like Chris riding 6 miles down the street on like a bike.
I do not want to dress up. I've kind of always wondered why the need to dress up. Like, you're not in the Tour de France. Like, you and your buddies, I get it. It's your Sunday routine that you go biking. But, like, why do you have to put on the clothes?
Why don't you just ride around the park a bunch of times?
I feel like that would get boring. I feel like I would get done with that after, like, two. Like, if I did it 3 times a week, like, Monday I do it. And then Wednesday I'm like, this route is just boring the shit out of me.
So are you talking about one of the bikes that have the skinny wheels? Or are you talking about a regular wheeled bike?
It seems like he wants to just do a regular bike for 6 miles, not like, you know.
The thin, because I feel like the thin wheeled bikes are dangerous, right? Like, I feel like there's not much room for error there, especially if you're going down the street. And that's why I'm always worried when those guys that are in the all sleek, like Under Armour, like super tight fit with the shoes, if they're weaving in and out of traffic, one, they can't stop to get off the bike because their shoes are stuck into the bike. But also, there's not much room for error if something moves by you with that little thin frame.
So, yeah. Roy, what's your theory on biking?
I could bike if I ever bought one, which I'm sure I'm going to end up buying one of these days maybe four. I will go out and bike with my family.
See, that's another thing, Roy. You mentioned the whole biking and the family thing. We want to do that as well. But I feel like it's dangerous, the old let's put the child either on the front or like behind me. I want to do one of the lower ones to the ground where I'm like bringing her on like a little wagon. Like, you know what
I
mean?
I think Roy wants to buy Claire a bike and bike
with
her.
I Graceland has like a little tricycle bike, but I'm talking about like bringing her along for the ride. I feel like it's dangerous, the one where they sit at the front.
So you don't want to buy a tandem bike?
No, I want to. I want to buy the one where I'm like I have like a little dolly behind me, and Graceland can just sit in there and like.
You're not gonna buy a tandem bike, are you, Roy? Don't buy a tandem bike. No, tandem bikes. It's tandem bikes are one of those things that seems cute and good in practice until only one person's pedaling. It's like, have you guys been to like the zoo, for example, or like a lot of parks have it too, right? Where they have like those little like. I don't even know what to call it.
Quad
like,
bike.
Yeah, they're like little cars with like benches, and it's bikes, and there's four places to pedal, right? They seem like, yes. Hey, this will be awesome, whatever. Not at all. Like, not at all. Because guess what? It always ends up that there's one person pedaling, and that one person is always you, and you find out, you know what's a lot easier than this? Walking.
Yeah.
Walking is a lot easier than riding this bike. We're moving about the same speed. I'm not pushing this thing that by itself probably weighs like 200 pounds and then all the added weight of everybody else that's in it that's decided they no longer want to pedal because they're tired.
Yes.
Walking is so much easier than all of that.
And it's always a family, and it's always the family that didn't expect to do this thing. So they brought in their stroller. So the dad who's pedaling, there's like a stroller on top
all
of
the
it.
Crap on the roof.
So they're holding the stroller. Like, it's just very inefficient. I'm with you. I always look at those things and I'm like, God, I want to do one of those, but I know it would just be me.
It's not as fun as you think that it is. I'm telling you right now. Another thing that I haven't done, by the way, if you've ever done that, 786-456-4837. Listen, another thing that.
Yeah, don't call that number, please. Thank you.
Another thing that seems like fun that I haven't done, but I've heard stories where it's essentially the exact same thing, are those giant like bars that you have like bachelorette parties or whatever, where it's like 10 people around and they're like serving you drinks and you're like just pedaling and it's like a moving bar. I've known people who've gone on this and they're like, yeah, everyone just got drunk and it was like four people pedaling and it was a giant pain in the ass. Like it seemed like a good idea. It seemed like fun. It ended up not being because they had too much to drink and no one was pedaling anymore. We were just trying to hold this person in, making sure they wouldn't fall off, holding up their hair, making sure nothing would happen to them. And after like an hour, it was like, we're good on this.
Those things are great. Like, obviously, like in Nashville, like I've seen those in Nashville. That looks like a fun place to do that. But they also have those bike things in like Fort Lauderdale, and I've like seen it on like a random Friday, and it's like there's nothing really going on. And then you see this like bike, like this bachelorette party, and I'm just like, this is where you chose to have your bachelorette party, like Second Avenue on Fort Lauderdale. Like, this is the big bike pedal. Like, go to Key West and do it. Like, what are you doing that right here for?
Seems like Billy was trying to poo-poo on the bike bar, and I'm not here for that.
Not poo-poo. I'm here for that whatsoever. It's similar. Have you done it? I'm just saying.
I haven't, but I've always wanted to, and it feels like you're poo-pooing.
I'm just saying I've heard that it's very similar to those little like quad bike carrito things that they have.
Right,
like,
at Miami Zoo. Yes.
Yeah, and exactly like Tropical Park has it too, I think.
But to Tony's point, you're at least getting hammered on like the
exactly. The you're with one. Your friends.
And don't
you're
you have like
thing.
And for those, don't you have like a tour guide? So there's at least one guy whose job it is to pedal. Whereas at the zoo, it's like just you.
I think just the guy that's doing is like driving it. Right, because the way that they face is like four people facing this way, and then two people facing the opposite
sideways,
way. Like right, exactly. So one guy's got to keep like the steering wheel going, so you know can navigate. I have done a tandem bike before. Have any of you guys done a tandem bike? The one where it's two people on one long bike.
I think I did it as a kid.
So I did it very recently, and as by very recent, I mean like probably like 2 or 3 years ago. My wife and I went to Nantucket. Nantucket Island, and it's very beautiful, very quaint, very picturesque. Oh, and she's like, we couldn't get into Martha's Vineyard. It was closed. There's a whole story behind it. Anyways, there's a lighthouse at the end of Nantucket Island, which is not that far away, maybe like 2 miles away from where the little town is. And my wife and I are there. It's like October. They're starting to close down for the winter. And she's like, why don't we bike ride to the lighthouse? And I'm like, okay. It's like 50-something degrees. It's October. It's kind of cold. We're wearing like more wintry clothes. I'm like, all right, if you want to do that, we can. And I'm going to say this slow because she might be listening. My wife isn't great at riding bikes. Okay, she's not she's not a stellar bike rider. She's a okay bike rider, but not a great bike rider.
Kinda
so
like
I can't
kind of like Roy jump roping.
We can't do the
keep my name
double,
out your mouth, and I'm yelling that out. Keep my name out of your mouth, Chris.
So we can't go on single bikes. We have to go on a tandem bike. So we get out of town, and I'm in the front, and she's in the back, and we're pedaling. And when you're on a tandem bike, like two miles becomes like 10 miles because it's really hard to pedal with both people. And on top of that, there's hills and everything. We got like halfway, and we were like, you know what? Not worth it. Not going to see the lighthouse. Turned back around and had to pedal the entire way back to town and dropped it off like 3 hours early. We're like, yeah, we can't do this. Sorry. Don't. Long story short, don't pedal tandem bikes with your wife.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you the most dangerous thing I've done. And we're back. So I'm supposed to tell you a dangerous thing. Now, I just realized that everybody like had said dangerous things that they had done or had wanted to do. And I did not. I don't think Roy did, actually.
I don't even know if I did. I've said I'm afraid to do everything. I think I said the most dangerous thing I've ever done is ridden a bike for like 4 miles.
Yeah. Well,
I guess driven in a car, right? I mean, that's crazy that we do that every day. That's pretty dangerous.
Sure. I mean, I don't think that I'm sure. Let's say, yeah, that's the most dangerous thing you've ever
done. Did you guys know that more humans get killed per year by deers than bears, lions, and some other vicious animal combined?
Why would I know that?
I saw that like looking up Ann Finley's last night. It didn't make the cut for Ann Finley, but it made the cut for me to say it on the air.
In like America? Like, is this a specific thing?
You know, Uber Facts with this Twitter account, they don't usually like source things and give a lot of detail. Like, they just threw the general statement out there that, you know, more humans are killed per year by deers than bears, lions, and something combined. So, anyway.
What's running into the car? Like, that's where they kill the most people. Because I actually had a friend who was driving down from Tallahassee to Miami and had a deer run out of the woods and completely total her car. Like, completely total it. And that it was huge. It just got up and kept going after hitting the car like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, driving a car is the most dangerous thing I do. Billy, what about you?
I mean, I've scuba dived. I was certified for scuba diving. Anthony had said that before. I didn't like it. I don't know that that's like super dangerous. I've ziplining.
So have I. Okay.
Super dangerous. I ziplined on a cruise in the Caribbean, and it was pretty cool because it was through like a rainforest, and it started raining, and it was also. While we were doing it, it was like a rush, and it was cool. Looking back, you see, and you're like, you're 200 or 300 feet like above the ground on this little tiny line. And it's like, yeah, that's probably not like super safe. But then I've seen since all kinds of videos of other zip lines. And I'm like, this seems to be like one of the safest zip lining setups I've ever seen, where they had like at the end, basically like a spring type thing that you would go into that would like slow you down and catch you. It was not at all like some zip lines that I've seen in other places where like you have like a glove on. And you're basically like holding on to the rope to slow yourself down. Like that, not a great situation, I would say. That's not a ziplining that I think I would enjoy. And I probably spoiled and ruined future ziplining endeavors because of the fact that I saw like the safety protocols involved in the ziplining that I did in, I think it was St. Kitts. It was a cruise. Oh God, I love cruises so much. You don't understand. I love cruises so much. If I could give you guys a cruise recommendation. So we live in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. There's obviously big cruising ports there in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. If you want to get like the best experience, it all depends on what you want to do. But like when I go on cruises, I like to get off at the different places, the different stops, right? If you go on a week-long cruise and you can make it happen, there are week-long cruises that leave from Puerto Rico. You have to fly to Puerto Rico. But if you could go to Puerto Rico and then go on a cruise from Puerto Rico, incredible, because you'll get like five stops in a span of a week where like the week-long cruises down here, because the ships are so big, there's like three places that you stop at because they want to keep you on the ship so that you're spending money on the ship and not taking a lot of stops. So there's days that you're just at sea. If you're gonna fly somewhere, like if you're listening in Minnesota or something, right, and you're like, I want to go on a cruise, but I need to fly somewhere to go on a cruise, right, there's no, I don't think there's cruises of Great Lakes, are there? Anyways, if you're going to go on a cruise and you have to fly somewhere, I would fly to like a Puerto Rico and leave from there, especially if you like seeing different countries and different like islands, because you'll get off at a lot more places than if you fly to Miami. That's just my cruising. That's all. Also, by the way, all saying if cruises ever come back. So
right, yeah,
that's just another.
I feel like I got to disagree with you a little bit on this. Now, I love cruises with you, me and you, team cruise, but I love a good sea day.
Cruise.
So like, I love a good sea day. So I'm kind of disagreeing with you. I like it when it's like a 7-day cruise and there's only three or four stops. I like a good two or three sea days on a cruise. You know, I mean, like a good sea day, that those are the best cruise compass days.
Sea days are good for recovery. Look, cruises also, if you go on a cruise and you do a cruise the way I do a cruise, or the way some people do cruises, some people go on cruises and they just chill the whole time and they come back and are like super relaxed. Not the case with me, as I've explained, the way I do Disney World sometimes. I want to do everything possible because cruises are kind of pricey, right? And then there's taxes and there's this and that. So like, if I'm on there, I want to get the most bang for my buck that I can get. So I get off of a cruise and I'm usually more tired than when I got on the cruise, and I like, my body's hurting because I'm probably sunburned from, you know, not putting on enough sunscreen or whatever. So the sea days are good for like a good recovery day, a good lay by the pool, maybe do a bingo, have a drink like gentlemen, one of those situations, right? Where too many of those, though, I need the adventure. I need the zip lining. I need the – oh, you know one thing that I did that was super dangerous? It was, again, on another cruise, just because Cruise Billy's a different Billy. You guys don't know Cruise Billy. So on another cruise, what I did, we did ATVing through
– wow.
I don't remember where it was.
Cruise Billy right there, ATV.
Well, hold on. It was really reckless, like really reckless, the ATVing I was doing. So we were ATVing, and like it was like a big group of people that were doing it, and the guides were like – egging you on to like be crazy. Like they take like a video camera and they're like, like look for the video. We'll sell you the video at the end of this. Right. And then they're like, you're going through like mud and you're like spinning out and doing all this stuff. So we're like on the ATVs and they're like, the camera's out. Right. And I'm like, do something crazy. And I'm like, what do I do? So I get on the ATV and I'm hitting pretty quick on the ATV. Right. And then I decide that it's a good idea to stand up and ride this thing like a surfboard while I'm driving it, like close to full speed. So I'm holding on to it. I like get up while I'm moving and I'm like riding it like a surfboard, standing on the seat while still going like fast. Afterwards, I'm like, really stupid decision. I could have hit a bump in the road and flown off that thing. I could have just like moved slightly and like skidded out of control. I would have been in a hospital. I don't even remember the country that it was at. Wouldn't have been a good situation. I definitely wouldn't have made it back to the boat in time, and the boat would have left me. Not a good idea.
The guy that does that, his name is not Cruise Billy. His name is Billy Cruise. That's your name.
Whoa.
You go on cruises, your name's Billy Cruise. Are you the guy that shows up to all the themed trivia things? On my honeymoon with my wife, my wife's a big Harry Potter person. So like one day at like 1:45 PM in this little lounge, it's like Harry Potter trivia. And we're just like, all right. Christy was like, let's go do that. We showed up and there was three people there. It was like me, her, and one other person. So you don't do that.
Cruise Billy doesn't do trivia. That's for nerds. That's for lamos. Cruise Billy is all about the action. You know what I mean?
You mean Billy Cruise.
He goes to the white party. He goes to the welcome party. He goes to the after hours party where there's like four people there and you're like, what the hell am I doing here? It's time to go to sleep. Like, what is this? Like, I'm here. Like, I'm at this party with my family. Like, what am I doing here? This is, it's way too late for this. It's time to go to bed.
I think the experience, obviously, you know, we had cruise, you know, my bachelor party was on the cruise earlier this year. That'd been the first time I'd ever been on a cruise.
I feel like you guys didn't look at the cruise compass at all. It was just like,
I don't even know what the cruise compass is. I don't even know what the cruise compass is. I'm sorry, Billy. I know that that's something that, you know,
you're vibing with Cruise Billy right now. You just kind of go with the flow.
Okay.
So Billy Cruise.
I don't know if we could, you really tried to get it off the ground though. One day. I don't know if we would have lasted a week long cruise, like that group. Two and a half days. But luckily, I was able to make it out and like take a taxi to the Cleveland there to do the show on Monday. It was a lot.
But that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of cruises feel like that at the end because you're like, I need a vacation from this vacation.
I feel that way with theme parks just as much as cruises. Are you, Billy? I feel like you're like me with theme parks. Like
I mean, I could imagine.
Because you're going so hard from like from 8 a.m. to like 7 p.m.
And it's 95 degrees.
There's so much, and I don't want to get into the, like the chafing that's going on with the thighs. Like,
well, not just that, but do you do a park before you go home?
It depends how beat up we are, honestly.
Because I was going to say, after all those days of beating up, you do all this thrill rides and all that, and then you go right back to doing the most dangerous thing you've ever done, get in a car. Yeah. And you have to drive home.
That, to me, is the worst part. I don't like a theme park day when you have to go home. If I'm in a theme park, I like to know that I'm fully engulfed in this vacation and I'm in vacation mode. If it's Sunday afternoon and I have to leave the theme park by 1 to get home at a decent hour, I'm never in the moment enjoying this theme park. I'm looking at the watch the whole time. I don't like a getaway day theme park.
I always push it back to, I'm like, okay, all right, we got to get out of here by 11. We got to make good time. We got to leave by 11. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, we have this one ride. Well, okay, let's do 12:30. And then it's like 4 o'clock and it's like, oh my God, I'm going to get home exactly at midnight. This was not a good idea.
Exactly. Getaway days. That's crazy. We talked to Miguel Rojas. My dad talked to him for his podcast yesterday.
And how was that?
He was fine. He's yeah. Cool. Yeah, dude. Miguel Rojas is just—he's very positive and stuff.
He's a chill dude.
Yeah, but it's crazy that baseball is going to be travel. Like, that's—I feel like that's undersold in like the talks of all these sports restarting. Is that baseball? You know what? Let's get this after the break. Back after this. Where was I? We're back. You don't hear a lot of people talking about the fact that these dudes are just going to be straight up traveling. Like, this isn't going to happen. I'm going on the record. Tony, write it down. Sports are not happening. And, oh, yeah, I have another idea while we're spitballing.
Well, wait, are we spitballing?
Yeah. Do you guys think that football, before they cancel the season?
Wait, hold on. Before we go to that, can we finish the baseball thing for a second? So they're going to be traveling, but they're going to be traveling, obviously, in their private like charters and stuff. But the biggest thing I think that would be a danger to the baseball season is everyone going to behave when, you know, they're in the hotels and they're not going to be going out and stuff like that? Like, I think that's the biggest challenge. It's not so much, I guess, if you're traveling in a controlled environment, obviously that's different than just getting on like a regular plane like anyone else would do, where you don't know who you're exposed to. But I don't know how much testing baseball is going to be doing, right? They've been doing testing now, but I don't know how much they're going to be doing in season. And then you have to, again, trust that the hotels that you're at, I'm sure they're staying at 5-star hotels, so you'd think that they're doing things to keep them safe. But is everybody going to be staying in those hotels and not venturing off and exploring and
doing
those things?
They're supposed to. Like, that was one thing that we learned, that the rule is like no leaving the hotel. So that's pretty crazy.
Well, we'll see, because I think we all went on school trips, or a lot of us went on school trips where it was like, okay, you have to stay the thing and you can't leave the hotel room because the teachers are going to be wandering the hallways. And then you think, you're like, the teacher really going to be wandering the hallway at like 3 a.m. Like, unlikely. The teacher's going to want to sleep because they've had it with the kids for the day.
With football, now that we're thinking about just sports.
That went nowhere.
Oh, honestly, you know why I got distracted there? Is because early on in this local hour, I decided to send an invite to this Zoom to Aaron, our listener friend, for some reason. I don't know why. I was just like, I want to kind of surprise the guys with like a listener.
And okay.
This is the one that I thought of. So he actually just like, during while you were talking right there, popped up. So I was like, do I want to go to him here? Am I just going to go where I was going? So I wasn't really listening.
Well, where is he?
But first of all, where I was going to go before that was
the
football. If football is canceled, like before they cancel it, do you think that they would go to flag football? Do you think that's an option on the table if they think that tackling and like collisions are too dangerous for Corona? Do you think that flag football is on the table before they cancel the season? Because it's so important. Maybe no. College too. It's so important to the economy that they'll say flag football.
Why don't you just ask the guy that you invited?
Ask Aaron. Why don't you see what Aaron thinks? I'm going to go with no.
I'm going with hell no.
I don't know that it's that much safer, right? I mean, you're not going to get injuries from hitting each other, but you're still right on top of each other the whole time.
I honestly just said it because it's a funny visual of like Aaron Rodgers wearing like a flag around his waist.
Is that the Aaron?
Oh, good segue.
Wow.
Let's just overwhelm Aaron here. Aaron doesn't know what to expect here. He doesn't have any context of why he's being brought in right now. Let's bring in gas station eating Aaron from Memphis. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how are you?
By the way, this is the same Aaron that we were talking to Greg about yesterday, that we added you to Greg's list as a like 4-time contributor to Greg's list, and Greg did not remember what Greg's list was when we were telling him about that.
Yeah, so I heard that. I got a kick out of it. However, I do want to just for the record say those were high school jobs. I don't have three jobs right now.
I mean, I think most people got that those were your jobs before. What are we doing? We're going on like a tour of your house right now. Yeah, I think most people understood that yeah, you were doing that before. So Aaron, just to kind of catch you up on what's going on, so far topics have included what's the most dangerous thing you've ever done? We talked about cruises for a little bit. We talked about whether football would play flag football before actual football. We talked about baseball coming back and how they couldn't leave hotel rooms. And then we started going on this bike thing because Chris wants to ride bikes. And then I started kind of disparaging those bike bars that exist that people drive around on bikes. Roy wants to have a bike for him, his wife, and his daughter. Anthony rode a tandem bike.
And Chris, bikes, not a bike, bikes.
Yeah, but well, a bike for each of them. Not two bikes for each of them. Are you getting two bikes for each people? Each person?
Maybe.
I was kind of thinking that this was an okay local hour, but you just recited what we talked about. It's been a great local hour.
Pick ass. No, I wouldn't. I let's not go that far. I'd say Roy seems to be in the market from somewhere between 3 and 6 bikes, undetermined at this moment in time. And Chris wants to ride bikes, but he's afraid of getting hit by a car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to wear the outfit that people that ride bikes for long distance. He also doesn't want to – he wants to somehow go between like casual biker and long distance biker and has settled in on 6 miles. Doesn't want to do like a long 20-mile ride. Wants to do 6 miles. Wants to do it safely. Doesn't necessarily want to buy a Peloton and doesn't want to ride around a park because he thinks it's going to be boring to be going around in repetitive circles. Yeah. So I think you're all caught up now on things. Oh, also Tony scuba dived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which topic grabbed you there the most, Aaron?
I like danger.
Ooh. All right. Wow. What's the most dangerous thing you've ever done?
That's a good question. So I guess if you've ever been out in the Mississippi, if you've never seen the Mississippi River, this won't make a lot of sense. But probably the dumbest thing I ever did that would have resulted in the most immediate death was get out like in the middle of the Mississippi in like a little bitty John boat.
Why did you do that? I don't know what a John boat is. I'm looking.
John boat's like a small kind of tin boat. You've seen them. Trust me. In the canals, you've seen them.
Why is it called a John boat?
I have no idea.
Anyways.
More
rectangular. It doesn't really necessarily come to a point.
Did you have an engine on this or you were paddling it?
Very small.
Aaron, can you describe to us what the Mississippi River looks like? Because I don't think anybody here has ever seen the Mississippi River.
No.
It's a picture of a normal river and then make like, I don't know, 10 of them side by side, I guess.
Can you see from one side to the other of it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because to me, it's not a river if you can't see like the other side.
Yeah, no, you can see the other side. And I haven't seen it certain places in Louisiana when it gets super wide. But you can see the other side of it. But it's just a very long way away.
Aaron's voice, man. Like I was listening to Tony's Lauer After Hours thing. And Tony's voice, if I could pick someone to narrate my life, I think I might pick Aaron. Tony, by the way, like annoyingly likable on Lauer After Hours. Like almost too likable. And like, Jesus, is this guy just perfect? Like, have you been a prince in a Disney movie?
No, but so funny story, and we'll get back to Aaron in a second. I don't usually listen back to like things that I do. Like, it's a weird quirk that I have. Like, Billy like almost overanalyzes his stuff. I don't even listen to it. If I put something out, I edit it, and that's the last time I'll hear it. But my wife's like, what's all this stuff going on? I see everybody on social media putting up this Lauer After. I was like, what is this? She's like, oh, if you want to listen to it, we can put it on. So we were making dinner last night, and it's weird, and I don't know if you guys have this thing too. Like, the community around the show sees us almost in this like perfect light. Like, we can do no wrong, right? But the people at home know us for like the dirtbags and like silly ass people that we are. So my wife is like, "Oh my god, what is this?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm just trying to, you know, trying to do me." They're like, "She's like, I can't listen to this anymore. Turn it off." And I was like, "Okay." Anyways, Aaron, go ahead.
I'm just imagining the freak out Mike Ryan fan account's having right now because we just mentioned Lauer After Hours. Like, I'm just imagining him like losing his mind right now. Anyways, so yes, Aaron, you eat gas station sushi.
Yes.
I mean, we don't need to get in the whole spiel again, but I respect you for holding your ground on something that's unpopular. That's what I heard there. I was like, I'm proud of Aaron. He's not giving in. He's holding his ground. So proud of you. Just want you to know that.
What does that mean, though? Like, why is that bad? Like, let's say you go to a gas station, right? And it's like one of those combo gas stations where it's a gas station, but they also have like the little like Dunkin' Donuts or like Krispy Kreme like little container. Would you not eat one of those just because it's at a gas station? It's a Krispy Kreme donut or a Dunkin' Donut.
Yeah, but it's not raw fish.
Ah, I mean, listen. If it's raw fish, it's raw fish. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to get sick from eating raw fish, you're going to get sick from eating raw fish. What difference does it make where it comes from? It's not cooked the same way in either place. It's not
cooked. The likelihood of the quality probably being a little bit better in a standalone sushi restaurant is higher than that. And I'll defend Aaron here. It's not that it's a gas station. It's that, and we see this a lot in Miami, where you have like a little Cuban bakery inside of a gas station, but mm-hmm. they're different operations. They just sublease a spot from this gas station. So that's, I think, what it is like one guy behind a counter kind of making sushi in like a pop-up style. But the thing is, and I asked this on Lauer After Hours, what is the closest body of water that isn't a freshwater, you know, lake, river, close to Memphis? And he couldn't answer me. It's the Gulf of Mexico, but you can't get every fish. But you can't get every fish in the Gulf of Mexico, which is what I was trying to say. So a lot of that fish is being outsourced from different places. I don't know where. I can't trust it.
Now, to take the other side of it and criticize the
whole... Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. So no state that's not connected to the ocean can eat sushi?
No, they can. We just know it's not fresh.
But if you're a sub, like if you're a restaurant that's like renting space in a gas station, that's like saying you're the rich. Like that's like saying you're rich and I'm like a successful lawyer, but I have roommates. You know what I mean? Like, if you're that good of a restaurant, shouldn't you like be out on your own? Like, it's never a good look for a restaurant that's like, we're a 5-star. This is great sushi, but we happen to rent space in a gas station. Like, if this sushi, Aaron, is this good, it needs to just throw the dough up and like get its own spot.
You know what, Aaron? I'm on your side. I don't know what's going on with these guys that certain states aren't allowed to eat sushi. They're anti-small businesses opening up in gas stations. Like, what's going on here? I feel like if you want to be a sushi business, you just, you know, you're not a 5-star restaurant. You just open up where you can open up and you build your way up. And you know what? My hat's off to you. Open up where you can open up. Right, Aaron?
Still on. Your hat is still 100%. On.
Well, my hair's a mess.
No doubt. I actually, in college, our dorms had little, like we called them C stores in them. And it was essentially like a gas station. Just what you could get from a gas station, like chips and drinks and so on and so forth, and a Papa John's. But they also had sushi in there, and I would get that as well. Unless it was like late at night, because I knew they just rolled it early in the morning and it had been sitting in that cooler all day. So if it was like lunch, I'd get it. But anytime after like 1 or 2, eh.
Again, point made.
Aaron, thank you for joining us today. Is there anything you want to get off your chest before we get out of here?
No, I'm still very confused as to what's going on.
Yes, really so are we.
Oh, my. Who?
Did you tell him you were going to do this, or you just sent him like a Zoom invite?
No, I just had a link in my DMs.
I just sent him a link. I was just like, I just wanted to get, I feel like it was a success. It was a little clunky at the beginning when everyone was like, whoa, what's Chris doing? But like once we got into it, like I feel like this was a fun time.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right.
Good morning, guys, by the way. Sorry.
Good morning. Have a good day, Aaron.
All right, y'all too.